This story is based on Josita, a Los Angeles queen from that F.
People, when they meet me after I tell my story, they tell me you are a legend. Everything that I went through, and I'm still here to talk about it. That's why I put legend on me.
So by the time I turned 12, I was doing drugs. Running up on men, asking them where they from. I love stealing cars, I love playing with guns. So I ain't had no childhood, cause I was on the run.
My name is Sherry Garcia, and I am working at Homeboys Industry. It's basically to help you to get ready for a job and to learn how to act on yourself, you know? If I wouldn't have came to Homeboys, who knows where I'll be doing right now.
So Homeboy Industries is an 18-month training program for gang members and recently released incarcerated men and women.
I've been here 5 months now, and it's changed me. I learned how to humble myself. I learned how to look at this person like not an enemy. I love this place.
So what does it feel like if you're not willing to forgive yourself, and how does it hold you back from growing?
It's hard. I'm barely working on forgiving my mom. I was getting beat as a little girl. My mom was an alcoholic, on drugs. She was in an abusive relationship. I just remember he would come home drunk and my mom would tell me, run.
How do we make what the tragic that we've been through, how do we turn that into a positive? We have tours, and what they do is they go throughout the facility and they tell, you know, what we do here, but they also get to share a part of their story. And each time they get in more acceptance and more acceptance of their own story.
So then at 12 years old, my mom don't like my attitude. So she takes me to the park. There's a bunch of cholas there, and I'm like, she's introduced me to everybody, and you're gonna get into the gang. And I was like, what do you mean get into the gang? Then I started pimping and getting high, selling drugs. To me, when I got high, it made me numb. You know, like, I'm not gonna sit here and cry and think about, oh, my mom don't care about me, you know? I'm just gonna get high. But the next day when you wake up, you still got the same problems, you know? And I believe I overdosed a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm actually a part of Homeboy Industries as well, and I'm trying to rehabilitate my life as well. When she did tell me her story, it inspired me to sit down with her, wrote some stuff out about her life, and yeah, I write my own music, King Nico. Los Angeles, my streets get crazy, overdoses daily. Los Angeles. 13 years old, I'm pimping hoes and banging. Los
Angeles. This park right here is where I used to hang out at and drink all day. And I used to wake up every morning and come over here. The neighborhood's always gonna be there. I'll never forget who they are and where I came from, you know? I'll never forget that. I did walk in here a couple of times. I said, I can't do it. There's different hoods here. You know, there's enemies here. So I finally made it through the second door, and I told Father G. He said, how can I help you, kiddo? I said, man, I'm gangbanging, I'm doing this, I live in the hood, and I need help.
During the process of being here, they also get some skills on how to work janitorial, maybe working in the bakery, maybe working office. So now they have a resume that shows that they have current job history. And then the goal is to get them employment outside of Homeboy Industries.
That was down with this. This is called switching. This is really good if you're in front of a computer.
We have Criminal Gang Anonymous, we have parenting, and we also have substance abuse classes. And so what the individuals do is they come in and they learn to work on themselves.
Okay. Right here is the tattoo removal. It's laser, and also, like I said, it's gonna take a couple of treatments.
So your mom, she's gonna go through some discomfort right now, okay? It's not, it's gonna feel like popping grease. 3, 2, 1, breathe. There we go. There we go.
10-5, 1.5?
Yep, and you're all done. Okay. So we're done now, we're done for now.
It hurts, like hot burning oil. It's really bad.
She's a strong woman.
Well, people judge me everywhere I go. People look at me because of the tattoos, you know. It's even hard to get an apartment.
You want one of these for now?
Yes.
So how was your day?
Good.
I'm just asking because I did a class today and I was like, I don't even know how to like move the mouse and all that.
Well, I know how to
do it. You know how to do it?
Uh-huh.
And I don't.
I do.
I got my girls to think about. I'm trying to show them a better life than, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but a better life than what my mom showed me. Because I don't want them to grow up the way I did.
Proud of you, home girl. This song was inspired by you.